farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's edition of Calling Farmers, thousands of youth to participate at 4-H National Achievement Expo and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies island-wide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
Thousands of young people are expected to participate at the Jamaica 4-H Club's 2015 National Achievement Exposition, scheduled for April 23 to 24 at the Demby Showground in Clarendon. The expo forms part of the movement's 75th anniversary celebrations under the theme 4-H, Celebrating the Past, Embracing the Future.
National Achievement Day for the 4-H and its members showcases the creativity of our clubites and volunteers. It also culminates 14 Parish Achievement Days, and it is the major strategy that is used to evaluate our national training program.
Executive Director, Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Ronald Blake. The event will showcase the talents and work of young achievers both inside and outside of the 4-H movement in areas such as art and craft, agriculture, and home economics.
This year we're partnering with the National Youth Service, and any youngster under the age of 32 will have an opportunity to participate.
Mr. Blake says all college clubs are invited to participate, and for the first time, a college clubite will have the opportunity to win $250,000 towards tuition, courtesy of the National Youth Service. Day one of the event, dubbed Competition Day, will be closed to the public and will see some 448 parish champions vying for 33 national championships in areas such as budding and grafting, public speaking, as well as Top Boy and Girl of the Year. A major feature of day one will be the 75th Anniversary Village, which will showcase senior members of the 4-H movement demonstrating their skills in the traditional practices of the club.
You're going to be able to reconnect to the 4-H past in terms of cuisine, artifacts, in terms of demonstrating certain traditional practices in cooking, in sewing, in craft work, and also in agriculture.
On day two, Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer will officially declare the exposition open at a ceremony slated to get underway at 10:30 a.m. Other features of the expo include an agri-technology park, an agri-science competition, a healthy lifestyle village, and a concert featuring gospel artists Kevin Downswell and Jabez.
So we're looking at the best practices in agriculture, and this is where young people are participating by coming up with some of the most adaptable technologies that can use to make agriculture more productive and a more interesting practice.
The event will also be used to launch the Rural Youth Entrepreneurship Economic Program, where 3,000 young people will be trained in entrepreneurship over the next 3 years. At the end of the training, the participants will be assisted to start their own business.
We have started the program with 50 so far, but the official launch is going to be in the Achievement Day.
Executive Director, Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Ronald Blake. And now for our proverb of the day.
If you see me is one thing, if you come live with me is another.
And this means you will never know someone just from casual acquaintances. Take time to know someone. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.